You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 8 as well as TuneIn. Freddie Coleman, that's me, Brian Metcalf. That's him in for the boys today as part of your holiday weekend presented by Progressive Insurance. And what chance do you give the Boston Celtics to beat the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals? Game 1 kicks off on Thursday. Let us know at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Kevin Noam says on Twitter, Myron, at Coleman ESPN and Metcalf by ESPN, should be an epic hashtag NBA Finals. Thursday can't come soon enough. Well, we'll see if he feels that way, but Boston's been terrific in this run. It is going to be hard to win 4 games in 7 against that Steph Curry team and the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard against a well-rested Golden State Warriors team after you've had back-to-back 7-game series against a couple of really tough teams in Milwaukee and Miami. I think that fatigue factor.
Yeah.
Will really affect Boston against a Golden State team that should have been sitting around recovering.
I said it on Friday when Boston could not close them out in 6. Not saying that Golden State was going, but I'm sure they were thinking, yep, knock each other around, and you got that kind of game 7 that was physical. It was tough. It was taxing. That's not to say that a team like Boston getting that rest can't recover, but now you got to go from a game 7 in Miami, fly back to Boston, fly across the country to San Francisco. Game 1, even if they finally win game 1, you have to wonder what kind of effect it's going to have on this team the rest of the series, because you're right, Golden State is rested. They're not resting mentally, but that physical exertion of playing in playoff series and winning series, and you get a chance to get as much rest as possible, whatever rust they're going to have to deal with in game 1, it is not going to take them that long to knock that off when that game gets started on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, and look at what they did to Dallas that had played that series against the Suns. Like, I think Golden State will feast on a team like Boston, especially in the first couple of games, just because they're ready to go. I mean, they're all those guys in their 30s now, but if you told me they've been a bunch of 7-game series, I'd say, oh, man,
yeah,
it's going to be an advantage, a disadvantage for Golden State. But I just think this feels like the perfect opportunity and path for Golden State to get that 4th title with Steph Curry. To the point where, Freddie, if they don't do it, I think that's going to be an incredible disappointment. I mean, we were talking about Golden State just getting there. Yeah. Now it feels like if you win in anything more than 6 games, I think we're going to be surprised.
We're going to talk about that pressure on Steph and the number 4. After you hear what Kendrick Perkins, former Celtic and 2-time NBA champion, check out what he had to say last night on SVP on SportsCenter, the ESPN NBA analyst. That is Big Perk, and he said, the Warriors may win, but –
they do it all. When you have this type of versatility, when you have this type of tenacity, this type of length, the way that the Celtics strap down on the defensive end, it's coach's point at its finest. And when you think about their versatility, starting with their defensive player of the year and Marcus Smart, being able to switch 1 through 5, and then you have elite wing defenders in Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Grant Williams, and then you have interior defense. Look, the way that they're tied together on the string, the way that they're Xing out on the weak side, the way that they're ready for the moment, like they said, they're not ducking any smoke. Went and challenged Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Challenged Giannis Antetokounmpo. Stood tall against the Miami Heat. Held them to some crazy numbers defensively in the Eastern Conference Finals. They are ready for the moment, and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson are going to have a hard time dealing with the length, the athleticism, and the physicality of this Boston Celtic defense.
Notice he said nothing about the Celtics winning the series. Yeah. He said everything about Golden State having trouble. The length is going to bother Steph Curry. Al Horford can defend. Marcus Smart is tough as nails. Kendrick Perkins didn't even go far to say, I believe the Boston Celtics are going to win this series versus Golden State.
Because it's hard to see that, right? I mean, it's hard to see their path to that. I think if you're Golden State, you look across the court, Freddie, and you go, okay, I don't see LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see peak Kawhi Leonard. I don't see that kind of an athlete on the other team. And those are the only teams that they've lost to during this run. So I think they see Boston Celtics as a team that, hey, some young talent. But there's just no intimidation factor there. There's just nothing like, oh, man, they're going to impose their will against us. I think Golden State, they might feel to me more at ease going into the finals than they did playing this hot Dallas team with Luka, right? So I think Golden State has no pressure, doesn't feel worried or concerned about anything that Boston intends to do.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio. Don't forget about Game 1 Thursdays. The Golden State Warriors in San Francisco host the Boston Celtics. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and at 9 p.m. Eastern on ABC. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. Freddie Cohen and Myra Metcalf in for the boys on this Memorial Day. And you mentioned with the Golden State Warriors and the fact that they're in the NBA Finals when a lot of people wonder if we were ever going to see this again. To bring some memory to your memory, 2 years ago, this team had the worst record in the NBA. They only had 15 wins. Steph Curry was injured. Klay Thompson dealt with an injury. Draymond Green, he was injured, looking disinterested at times and feeling frustrated with the young guys around them. Many people wondered or even spoke out openly that we were not going to see this team back in the NBA Finals again. Here it is 2 years later, and many people believe that there isn't a chance that Boston is going to keep Steph Curry from getting championship number four with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, there was the sense that Steph Curry had kind of hit his ceiling already. And then, I mean, another layer of the scrutiny, Freddie, came from Kevin Durant goes to Brooklyn. And it was like, well, you know what? He was the number one player on that team. He's the reason they got those two other championships. Without him, they can do nothing. So this is certainly validation for Steph Curry and what he's been able to achieve with this team. Now he's in his early 30s, but it's also a guy who, for whatever reason, we just forget that we're looking at the greatest shooter of all time. Mm-hmm. A guy who's already one of the all-time greats, no matter what happens. For him to get four, Freddie, like that would mean something big. I mean, that's Shaq and LeBron and Magic and Larry Bird. Like, that's that class of guys who've gotten four championships. And I think it puts him on another level if he achieves this against Boston.
The fact that, and it's not to say that Steph Curry wasn't getting love before, because we know what kind of eye candy that he has been. I don't think there are so many young kids having more jerseys than Steph Curry. He's that guy for young kids. He's that guy that people wanted to play like, not just in the NBA, but in college basketball, men and women, high school basketball, et cetera, et cetera. He makes the game fun to play. But for the longest time, people always found something to say, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. I'll never get the conversation that people said Steph Curry was nowhere near Russell Westbrook in that kind of category. And I just shook my head and just kept right on moving on away from that conversation. Now, just seeing how that has gone that way to say that, man, not only the shooter, but look at him getting to the rim and leading this basketball team and still having that enjoyment, and he did not give up on that organization. Not seeing the narrative is totally turned when it comes to Steph Curry, but turned enough to it. Everybody's saying, yeah, he's over there, and a lot of other guys are over here when it comes to Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean, we should pay attention to what we're watching. You know, I think watching LeBron, whether you love him or not, you know you're watching one of the greatest players of all time. And with Steph, I think it's easy to forget that. He ain't 6'10", right? He's a guy doing this in a world that's built for big players. He's shooting the three, which – yeah, a lot of guys love it now, but that hasn't always been the sexy shot that it is in today's NBA. Mm-hmm. I just think it's remarkable that that guy with that size and that weapon has just been able to find a way to get Golden State back to this position all over again and prove that he is that guy of this era, right? A lot of great guards came through this era, but it's Steph, and it always has been Steph, and this is validated for him.
It's Steph and everybody else.
It
is. That's where it is, and believe me, I don't care who you are, because even Ja Morant said, can't wait to keep battling against you. People forget that Steph Curry's not 24.
He's not. No.
he looks like he's 24. He looks it. Right. That shows you how long he's been at this level, that Ja Morant openly, after Golden State beat his team without Ja Morant, said, I can't wait to battle you again for years in the playoffs. And I said, Ja, you got to realize you're going to be battling other dudes 4 or 5 years down the line, because Steph is still going to be Steph, but not to that level. But when you have that and everybody wants a piece of that, or to take that away from you and you, Steph Curry, you use the old, the late great line by Aaliyah, age ain't nothing but a number, because nobody attaches an age. We attach an age to LeBron all the time.
Yep.
How much longer can he continue to do this? People have not really attached that to Steph Curry, because we look at it and say, yeah, he can do this for another 5-6 years, even though highly unlikely that's going to be the case no matter how great he's been.
Yeah, no, this is that's probably not going to happen. And for a guy like that, you always want to, you've made that much money and you've achieved that much in this era, how long do you want to do it? But whenever he goes, he's going to go down as the greatest shooter of all time. And I think a lot of people agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, Fred, if he gets number four, you got to start putting him in that top 10 conversation, because we just haven't seen a lot of players like this. And when you dominate an era, and it's really been him and LeBron who've done that.
Sure.
You got to give him full credit for that.
Yeah, and put it this way. They don't want to. They'll have no choice.
That's true.
Whether they like it or not, if he's able to get number four, and he may not stop there. He may get closer and closer to that Michael Jordan line, and he has six. Not getting ahead of ourselves, but that possibility is there. Don't forget to tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast, bring you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Freddie Coleman, Myron Metcalf in on Barton Hahn and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. We all know it, and if you don't know it before, you know it now. Sports are second by second, period, except in one place, apparently. We'll get to that, but first there's this from Straight Talk Wireless. Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. You know what? Actually, it feels great, and you should try it. Cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering $45 silver unlimited plans with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest and most dependable networks. This $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk is part of Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise, and you know this as well. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
They lost at home in Game 6, had to come south to South Florida for Game 7, got out to a big lead. Butler the rebound with 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. He's going for the lead of three. Missed it.
You know, to get over this hump in the fashion that we did it, obviously we took the toughest route possible. And then to win a Game 7 and go to the championship on the road is special.
Thanks for joining us on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and tune in with Myron Metcalf. Freddie coming in for the boys today on this Memorial Day Monday. We mentioned the NBA Finals. We're there now. Golden State on one side, Boston Celtics on the other side. Many people did not see this coming from Golden State. A lot of people, Myron Metcalf, did not see this coming from the Boston Celtics as early as January of this year, when they were scuffling and struggling and below 500. And then Marcus Smart called out his two stars. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown ran with that. And here we are with this team in the NBA Finals with a new head coach, Ime Udoka. And that seems to be par for the course in a second-by-second world that we live in when it comes to sports, especially in the city of Boston.
Yeah, this is just what Boston does. It's been a cool story, a cool ride for Boston to watch the Celtics go from where they were. And obviously there was a lot of scrutiny, new coach, all of the changes, Brad Stevens in the front office, and they just continue to evolve, which happens with new leadership from time to time. So it's cool to watch them mature into the product we're seeing now. But I think if you're a sports fan, you got to be going, again, Boston, another championship. You want to know something that like is probably the most imposing and like embarrassing thing if you go to Boston? If you go to the Boston airport, if you've ever been through the Boston airport, I think it's Logan International,
right? Yep, Logan, yep.
When you go to check in for your flight, right, they have all of their championship banners hanging overhead. And all of a sudden, here you are as a sports fan from wherever you're from, and you look up and you go, oh, look, the Boston Celtics and all the banners they've won, the Patriots, the Bruins, the Red Sox. And you just don't feel worthy, Freddie. You feel like you don't belong there. It's as if they're saying, you're not from here. You don't have our championships. Please go home. And I just think this only adds to that intensity and scrutiny from the city of Boston. If I sound jealous, it's because I am. Boston, I'm jealous that you got all these championships, all of these championship appearances. Why can't other teams in other cities have more of those as well? It's just not fair.
You know what you sound like right now? You sound like that you're part of four brothers and one family, and you have to cook out, and you got the last burger that's smaller than the other three guys that got. That's who you sound like right now. That you went to the Memorial Day barbecue at the Meyer Metcalf household, and you looked up, and Bobby got a bigger burger, Mike got a bigger burger, Daniel got a bigger burger, and mine got the smallest one like a hockey puck. That's what you sound like right now.
That's how I feel. Like, every time you look up, they're winning again. Like, they just keep winning. They can't stop winning. It is just not fair, man.
Well, think about this when it comes to certain cities and certain fan bases that have been long-suffering fan bases. For example, Cleveland Browns fans.
Yeah.
Chicago Cubs fans finally got over that. They won that World Series back in 2016. You can't call New York City fans long-suffering because you got the Rangers in the Game 7, the Yankees and the Mets are playing well right now. Always seems to happen that a New York team will break through. But when you've been that city, that for the longest time, they're only known for the Boston Celtics winning. The Red Sox weren't winning. Bruins weren't winning like that. Patriots were a laughingstock when they first got to the AFL. And then when it turned into AFC, people still remember they lost 46-10 to the Chicago Bears. I think they scored again the Chicago Bears years later when it comes to that Super Bowl. So now you had this level of success that, in essence, has started from the early 2000s when the Patriots broke through and beat the Rams. Then the Red Sox ended their drought. Then the Celtics won their championship in 2008. And the Boston Bruins, they've had a pretty nice run as well. It's enviable. There's no doubt about that. But if you're a long-suffering Boston sports fan, you're thinking, about damn time, because we went through decade after decade of only having one team winning a championship when it came to Boston Celtics, and everybody else is falling by the wayside.
No, that's fair. But I think a lot of people would even take one team. I mean, having the Celtics history. I mean, that in and of itself, you shouldn't be allowed to have the Celtics and Bill Russell and all of the great players who've come to that city, and then on top of it get Tom Brady. Like, there should be a rule against that. Someone should have intervened on behalf of sports that a city should not get Bill Russell and Tom Brady. That should not be legal. And then you got all those great Red Sox and great Bruins. And now, oh, by the way, Jason Tatum looks like he's going to become a top three player in this league as well. It's just not fair. It's just not fair, Freddie.
Well, and especially when certain fan bases will travel. That was the first time that I can remember in recent memory that a playoff game had Celtics fans on the road and you could barely hear them.
Yes.
Usually when Celtics fans go on the road, they're loud. And I'm being nice here. They're loud. They're obnoxious.
Yes.
They're arrogant. They're self-suffering. Yes. They're insufferable. So I get it, because you're supporting your team, and anybody that is in that building, they know where you're coming from that standpoint. Last night in that Game 7 versus Miami was the first time I knew they were there, but it didn't sound like that. So I give the Heat fans a lot of credit. They said, you bunch of Yankees ain't coming down here.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking our tickets and going on South Beach and eating our panini sandwiches and thinking that's going to be okay. Because that fan base, no matter what team they support, when they're there, you hear them, and they do not make any apologies for being that way.
Yeah, no, they want you to know that they support their team everywhere. And give credit to Miami Heat fans. Like,
absolutely.
I was shocked they were there in the first quarter, and they stayed through the fourth. Usually they leave by the third a lot of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were there, they stuck it out, and that atmosphere was great. And to your point, Boston has that fan base that's everywhere. That is one of the more intimidating fan bases wherever you go, whatever venue you go to. And it's amazing that here we are again talking about the Celtics win.
Yeah.
How many teams, Freddie, have not been back? When's the last time you heard about the Utah Jazz going to the finals?
1990s.
When's the last time you heard about the Chicago Bulls getting back to this
same
position?
Same time period.
So, I mean, you got teams that have felt that magic before of being a champion, or at least being at a championship level. And then they went 20, 30 years and never felt it again. And Boston just hits the reset button, and they go into the lab and they go, oh, look, yeah, we'll take Jason Tatum after everybody picked Markelle Fultz and Lonzo Ball. This guy could be great, and he is. And Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. And it's just, I'm jealous. And if you're a sports fan outside of the city of Boston, I bet you're jealous too.
The one thing I will say about the Boston fan base, and it is very different compared to other fan bases. Even when their teams win, they look for something to complain about.
That's very true.
It's always a yeah, but. And believe me, one of my best friends is a major, major Boston fan. And after they won last night, I texted him and said, Al, man, I believe your team can do it. Congratulations. He goes, yeah, but we might get swept by the Golden State Warriors. I'm like, dude, you can't even enjoy it for 2 seconds. He said, Freddie, you know how we are. They're the only city fan base that is like, it's like the old joke that I heard a long time ago from Bill Hicks, this comedian, where he talks about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and Adam goes to Eve, yeah, honey, we got everything. We got the food over here. The animals love us. We don't need to wear any clothes. The Lord rains down upon us. And Eve goes, yeah, just doesn't seem to be enough now, does it? Boston fans are Eve compared to Adam in that joke. It's like, we got a team in the NBA Finals. Yeah, just doesn't seem to be enough now, does it?
Yeah, sorry you all might lose to the Warriors.
Poor babies.
After the Celtics beat up the NBA for 25 years and then came back and won more with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. We're sorry for you all that you had the Boston Red Sox and I grew up with the Milwaukee Brewers. You know what it's like to be a Brewers fan in 1992 and then you're hoping that Gary Sheffield is the future of the organization and they trade him because he doesn't want to be in Milwaukee anymore? Y'all don't know pain in Boston. It's hard for me to be that sympathetic.
I don't want to hear it. As a New York Knicks fan, I had to suffer through the Frederick Vices of the world, the Ronaldo Balkmans of the world, and everything. I don't want to hear about it. At least your team had a chance from that standpoint. The Knicks have only been good 1 year since they've been in the NBA Finals in the 90s. 1 year, and that's it.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. But, I mean, Milwaukee Bucks, you know, had their, you know, there was a world before Giannis. I was in those games at the Mecca, right?
Yeah, but Myron, at least your team has won a championship in the 21st century. My Knicks might not win until the 23rd century. The last time they won an NBA championship, gas was free in this country. Gas is $8, depending on where you are right now. The next time the Knicks may win a championship, you might need to take out a personal mortgage loan just to buy gas in this country.
That's fair, but I can relate to some of the pain. I remember being at a game with the Bucks where a player shot a layup off the side of the backboard, and I knew we were done for at least 30 years. It was at that moment in my childhood I said, we're never going to win ever, right?
Oh my goodness.
I saw that moment.
Oh, my goodness. All this part of Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, and no nonsense unless you're a non-Boston fan in that city. Hit us on Twitter. We'd love to see what you have to say at Coleman ESPN and at Metcalf by ESPN. Don't forget the phone number as well, the 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Freddie Cohen, Myron Metcalf, in for Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to find out exactly about this difficult road for the Boston Celtics and how much more difficult it's going to be taking on Golden State in the NBA Finals. This is ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, the bitter beer face brothers known as Freddie Cone and Myron Metcalf here for Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. See us extra Tailor 80 and tune in presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 months. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. That is ProgressiveCommercial.com. We need Kendra Andrews, ESPN NBA reporter, to bring some sanity to us with the NBA Finals happening on Thursday night between Golden State and San Francisco hosting Boston. And Kendra, you heard the whole conversation about the Celtics and that sports fan base and everything. What is it about this organization that they've had a tough road, but they've been able to overcome it and get to the NBA Finals to face Golden State in Game 1 on Thursday?
I mean, I think we all remember earlier in the season when there was conversation of do they need to break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, right? The way that the Celtics have just come together really and made that core work that they've been building around for years. It's what NBA title caliber teams do, and that's what we've seen. Boston is a diehard sports fan base, and, you know, when you have that kind of behind you, you really do have to work hard to get to the stage in Boston. The way that they've turned around their season is really, really impressive.
Kendra, Steph Curry is sort of an even keel guy, you know, doesn't get too high, too low. But what does this run mean to him and just his ability to will this team to another finals appearance?
Yeah, I mean, Stephen Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson and Steve Curry, you know, they've all talked about how this title run, or this finals run, excuse me, is very different than the ones from their dynasty because it's with such a younger, less experienced group. You know, there's this whole conversation around Steph of was it because of Kevin Durant? Was it because of he has all these other Hall of Fame caliber players around him? This season, doing it with a group of guys who've never done it before definitely makes it special for them. The injuries that they've gone through over the past 3 years, really starting with Klay Thompson missing the last two seasons. But then even this year, you know, Draymond missed 2 months. Stephen Curry missed the last month of the regular season. For it to all come together for them now, they said that during the Western Conference Finals trophy presentation, it was a very familiar feeling because they have done it before, but this one felt different just because of everything they had to go through to get here.
Kendra Andrews, NBA reporter for ESPN. Hit her on Twitter, Kendra_Andrews, joining Freddie Cone and Myron Metcalf on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, and also now in the Chase Center because, Kendra, and you have Oakland roots. You know what it was like when they called it Roracle, not Oracle, because the fan base was just unbelievable. How much has that kind of been the same but different with them going back to the NBA Finals but now doing that in that new $2 billion building?
Yeah, I think same but different is a really good way to phrase it. You know, it's not going to be Oracle. It never is going to be Oracle. Any stadium, I'm betting, when you move stadiums, when you build a new one, you don't have that same – it doesn't have the exact same energy as the one before, especially when it's such a historical building like Oracle was. But and I think back to Game 6 against the Memphis Grizzlies was the loudest I have heard that building. And it was shaking, right? It was – so loud, and you could just feel the energy that the fans brought, because if the truth is, these are the same, you know, same fans. Yes, some people joined during that dynastic run versus the We Believe era. You know, ticket prices, they used to be $20. Now they're $2,000, whatever you want to say. But at the end of the day, this city really loves basketball and they love this team. And so I expect the fan base to really bring it in the finals. And you guys, the Warriors are undefeated at home in these playoffs. And there is a reason for that.
Kendra, it seems like once a game, we see Draymond talking to Jordan Poole and kind of giving him advice. What has Draymond meant this season to the younger players on this Golden State Warriors roster?
He's meant a ton to Jordan Poole, to Jonathan Kuminga, to Moses Moody. Jordan told me a few months ago, you know, Jordan came here in 2019. Klay was gone that year. Stephen Curry broke his hand that year. He wasn't around a lot. Jordan said, Draymond has been my vet since day one, because Draymond has always been around. You know, Draymond, we all know, he is not afraid to tell people when they're doing something wrong or pointing out advice, but he's also a guy that encourages them when they're doing things correctly. So to have a guy like him paired with the return of Andre Iguodala, who they said has been a terrific player coach as he's gone through his injuries this season, has really been one of the reasons why this young core, this young group that the Warriors are trying to integrate, have actually been able to contribute different times throughout the regular season and then in the postseason as well.
Kendra Andrews, ESPN NBA reporter, joining Myron Metcalf and Freddie Coleman on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Myron made a great point about an hour ago in terms of saying that Draymond Green of Golden State and Marcus Smart of Boston are basically the same in that what they do in terms of their skill set and also their ability to be mentors and lead may not work with other teams. Kendra, what are your thoughts about that?
I mean, absolutely. You have to, like I just said, Draymond's not shy about pointing out what you're doing wrong, and Marcus Smart is the same type of a person. And it takes a certain young player, a certain young person to be able to take that critique and not either get self-conscious, not get offended by it, but really take it in stride and understand that that person is doing it out of love for you. And not everyone has that tough skin. A lot of people like to think that they do, but they don't. So the way that the Warriors are built, the way that the Boston Celtics are built, the players that they have, they understand that guys like Marcus Smart and Draymond Green are really trying to tap into their potential. And some guys, that will not work for them, you know, but you do have to understand everyone has a different style of learning. And the guys on the Warriors and the guys on the Celtics just happen to be able to learn through this style, which is maybe a little bit more tough love than other guys are comfortable with.
Kendra, we see Klay Thompson on the court and understand his impact when he's at his best. But just him being back, like, what has that meant for the vibe of this entire team?
It's meant, you know, everything for them. You know, them witnessing Klay's tougher moments. I mean, I think we all remember earlier this season, actually, it was closing in on Klay's return. But there was a game, and after that game, Klay sat on the bench for about 45 minutes with a towel over his head, just feeling all these emotions. And the Warriors felt that too. That's one of their main guys. They really felt that. So to see him be able to return and just get this joy back in his life sparked them to find some joy as well. Not to mention, the impact that he has on the court, the gravity that he has just being on the floor. It was a really good midseason boost for this team.
Hey, Kendra, we love your work. Keep up the great work, my friend. Enjoy the NBA Finals, and thanks for joining us on Bart and Hine as well.
Thank you so much. Yep, I'll talk to you next
year. Great stuff by Kendra Andrews. Like we mentioned, ESPN NBA reporter. Hit her on Twitter, Kendra_Andrews, joining us here on Bart and Hine with Myron Metcalf and Freddie Coleman. That's going to be interesting, having two guys like that who are going to be matched up a lot when you think about it, with Draymond Green on one side and Marcus Smart on the other side. And you know that's going to be trench warfare involving both of those two.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Draymond to bump Marcus Smart, and he flops all the way back to half court.
And he will.
You know what I mean? Like that's going to happen at some point between those two. So I'm sure the officiating crew will have a lot of fun with this series.
Yeah, believe me, they may need earplugs involving both of those guys, especially when it comes to Draymond Green, who never met an official he did not want to have a conversation with if he does not believe things are going that way. Weighing on the NBA Finals, what do you think we're going to see involving Boston on one side and Golden State on one side? On Twitter, Coleman ESPN and a Metcalf by ESPN, and also the phone number as well, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And these two men should really be thankful that the Mets and Yankees are playing this well so far. That's next on Bart and Hahn, and this is ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
It is Bart and Han on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and TuneIn. Presented by Progressive Insurance, Freddie Coleman, that's me, Myron Metcalf, that's him. And we had this conversation regarding not so much the shot involving Jimmy Butler, not so much Jason Tatum being the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals, but that S word, that superstar word, that has now been attached to both of these guys. And when it comes to that, Myron, a lot of people are willing to jump past a level or two, especially what we saw from Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum during their runs with their teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, I just think it's easier if we kind of eliminate that conversation until we really have a superstar. Like, to me, a superstar is someone that we really don't have to discuss. It's just sort of understood. But it's also okay, Freddie, for up-and-coming players, or even someone like Jimmy Butler, mid-career, to be, like, on that path, you know? Right. We don't have to just assign everybody the superstar role and create 48 spots for superstars in the NBA.
So many people more than ever before, because we're in that influence era where so many people want to have that conversation that if someone is celebrated, automatically you should just slide them over to being a superstar. That's not just a sports thing. That's an entertainment thing. That's a celebrity thing, whatever that is. And more than ever before, when you have a guy like Jason Tatum who looks the part to be a future face of the league, people aren't willing to wait because they'd rather have that right now than to see exactly what that future is going to entail, never mind the kind of pressure that's going to come with that, that Jason Tatum is really going to have to deal with, starting with game one of the NBA Finals on Thursday.
Yeah, now it goes from, hey, it's cool to see young Jason Tatum and what he's achieved, the rise. Now he faces what Patrick Mahomes faced and Russell Wilson and all these other stars throughout sports when they finally reach this level. Now we're going to start tracking, hey, how many are you going to get? And people are going to say, hey, he's going to get two, three, four. And that's going to be a whole different level of pressure on him.
And you know why? Because people make it as if it's so easy to win a championship. I always say when someone, he only has one. There are plenty of dudes that have zero.
Yeah.
There are plenty of guys that only have zero. But yet we don't talk about those guys as much as we talk about guys who got one. Many people looking at Patrick Mahomes sideways think, what if he doesn't get another one? Well, do you know how hard it is just to get one? Yeah. Or even have a run to a conference championship or a finals or a Super Bowl. But a lot of people push that aside because they look at a superstar or someone who they believe is a superstar and say, why can't you get it done in the biggest frame, in the biggest moment?
It becomes an important part of your legacy, fair or not. And certainly the scrutiny is going to intensify for Jason Tatum from here on out.
And think about Joel Embiid, because many people wondered, is James Harden going to be that guy that can be the Robin to his Batman? And there are already doubts about that. And James Harden has not been with the team for a training camp and an entire season. If he's able to be the Karl Malone of his generation, what is that going to sound like? Because plenty of people attach that the less rings you have, that means you're not a superstar or a great, and that's an unfair conversation. Myron Metcalf and Freddie Coleman in for Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. And I will say this, Barton Hahn, these two dudes should really hope that the New York Yankees and the New York Mets keep on keeping on to a potential collision course in a World Series. And they are quarterback Daniel Jones of the New York Giants and quarterback Zach Wilson of the New York Jets. The more and more that the Yankees and Mets are owning the summer, the less and less in terms of attention will be focused on them and what they're going to do when it comes to Zach Wilson year two with the Jets and Daniel Jones potentially in his final year with the New York Giants.
Yeah, because as soon as that attention goes back to the NFL and to those two quarterbacks in particular, you got to think about the pressure that they're facing. Zach Wilson, I mean, the Jets are approaching this like, listen, we want to win now with a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, and we're going to give you more talent, give you more weapons, and we're also going to boost that defense, and they're going for it.
Right.
And it's not going to be like last year for Zach Wilson. And Daniel Jones is going into what appears to be an audition year. whether it's for the New York Giants or someone else. So you're right. Those two guys should be very happy that everyone in that part of the country is talking about the Mets versus the Yankees. But they're going to be talking about the Giants and Jets real soon here. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson better be ready for that.
You use a great word, audition, and I'll apply that as well to Zach Wilson, even though he's going into his second year. Because if we're having the same kind of conversations about Zach Wilson, what I mean by that is can't make the big play with the big arm down the field, but can't make the simple play. If it's third and five, bouncing the ball like a point guard in basketball at the feet of wide receivers, and now you got to get off the field and you put the defense back out there. Can he be able to read defenses better? If we're still having those same conversations about Zach Wilson, then this will feel like an audition year. And that's not to say the Jets are going to cut bait after this year, but there are going to be even more questions about Zach Wilson going into year three, that can he be the quarterback that the Jets thought they were hopefully getting by taking with the number two pick in the draft. They overreach when it comes to the Giants and Daniel Jones. We all believe that then. It's been proven now. But Zach Wilson, many people said, you're going to take him over Justin Fields. You're going to take him over Mac Jones. You better be pretty sure about this dude. If he's doing the same thing after year two, the way he did after year one, then this won't be the only audition year for a quarterback in New York with a football team.
I think that's 100% correct, Freddie. Like, everyone should fear what happened in Arizona with Kyler Murray and how that organization just switched. And more importantly, look at Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield went to the playoffs. How certain were we that this was going to be a guy who got some sort of a big deal with Cleveland, and Cleveland went out and said, you know what? We don't think you're the right guy. We're going to go out and pay Deshaun Watson a record-breaking contract. I think the other thing that you have to think about if you're Zach Wilson is this upcoming draft. It's Bryce Young. It's CJ Stroud. This is not the 2022 NFL draft. There are five or six guys who are going to be top 15 picks next year, and I'm certainly sure that the Jets are going to be looking at those guys if things go south here for Zach Wilson.
And Zach Wilson, to me, has the moxie and the temperament that you want from a quarterback. I don't question his mental toughness. I would never question that. You can deal with New York and media. He never made excuses. He never said, it's the receiver's fault, it's the offensive lineman's fault. He said, no, I got to be better for my team. If I'm not better for these guys, then I can't blame anybody but myself. And I'll give a lot of credit to Daniel Jones. He hasn't blamed other people either. But no one wants to hear that. No one wants to be involved, say, you're a stand-up guy. You're supposed to be. You're the quarterback. You're the face of the organization, good or bad, or whatever that is. But with both of those guys, it's all about production. And in the golden age of quarterbacks in that city, if they don't believe it, they're going to have plenty of other options, either free agency or the draft. They can find the guy that they're going to need, especially in the two divisions that the Jets and Giants play in.
Yeah, I imagine Jets and Giants fans will be watching a lot of Alabama and Ohio State football, especially Giants fans, because of what could be ahead. And to your point, Fred, Zach Wilson hasn't faced real New York media and New York scrutiny yet. There were some injuries last year. He's a rookie. You kind of get that pass. Mm-hmm. But this year, mm-hmm. with the way they have invested and the people they've put around him, there will be no excuses. Second-year quarterback or not, they're investing like they want to get to the playoffs. Like they want to have a massive turnaround, and Zach Wilson is going to be the guy who decides if that happens.
Because you can't afford to be left behind when you got Josh Allen in Buffalo, you got Mac Jones in New England, and if it's Tua Tagovailoa or somebody else, they got some guys that can play on offense in Miami. The last thing you need is that you are left in the arms race when it comes to that division. And if you believe a quarterback is not going to be the guy, then you may have to think about cutting bait if you're the New York Jets. Don't forget about Major League Baseball later on today after we're done at 1:30 Eastern time. The St. Louis Cardinals will host the San Diego Padres. Like I mentioned, coverage begins at 1:30 Eastern time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Freddie Cohen, Myron Metcalf in for Barton Hahn and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. The ill-advised when it comes to Jimmy Butler, that's next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.